This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Our number here, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so you can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. As always, lots of interesting stuff to talk about here tonight. Apparently, the Eagles are suing Hotel California in a strange twist turn of events. That's kind of a fun one, except if you're the Hotel California. And latest on Venezuela, I know I've been teasing it for a while. There's a lot going on down there with the protests in the streets, death toll at least at 29, and that was as of a few days ago. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So we're going to start out, though. Johnson, you want to jump into your story? Should I pull it up here, the Supreme Court or the court case?
Yeah, pull that one on up. I don't have it in front of me right now, but, you'd probably read it better anyway.
Here's the story from Forbes. I guess this is Institute for Justice contributing to this. Nick Sibilla, with so many constitutional rights under siege, it's welcome news when one of them is defended, reaffirming the presumption of innocence. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Colorado law last month that forced criminal defendants to prove their innocence when the defendant's convictions were already overturned. That's a strange-sounding thing. Why in the world would you have to prove your innocence after your conviction was overturned? Well, anyway, now they don't have to because the Supreme Court has struck that down. As the court explained, quote, absent those convictions, Colorado would have no legal right to extract and retain petitioner's funds, unquote. Not only is this decision a win for due process, the court's ruling in Nelson v. Colorado could have major ramifications for government shakedown schemes nationwide. The case arose after two defendants, Shannon Nelson and Lewis Madden, were convicted for sexual offenses and ordered to pay thousands of dollars in court costs, fees, and restitution. Between her conviction and later acquittal, the state withheld $702 from Nelson's inmate account, while Madden paid Colorado $1,977 after his conviction. When the convictions were overturned, Nelson and Madden demanded their money back.
Sounds fair.
Although a state appellate court did side with them, the Colorado Supreme Court denied their refund request. Instead, the Colorado court ruled that Nelson and Madden could reclaim their money only through the state's Exoneration Act, which requires filing a civil claim and proving, quote, that the person was actually innocent of the crime for which he or she was convicted.
Oh, interesting.
Unquote. Allowing that ruling to stand would fly in the face of centuries of Western legal traditions, as the Institute for Justice...
But it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Indeed.
Yeah.
A public interest law firm noted in their amicus brief, quote, the presumption of innocence has deep historical roots, unquote, and can be traced back not only through American jurisprudence, but through...
Nice of them to mention that.
Common law, Roman law, and even to the Pentateuch? I'm not familiar with that.
That's
one.
That's the first five books of the Bible.
Oh, wow. All right.
Okay.
P-E-N-T-A-T-E-U-C-H. Okay. Moreover, that presumption is a critical safeguard against a justice system where individuals can be subjected to arbitrary and irrational deprivations of their liberty and property, which, of course, happen every day in the U.S. Court system. I mean, that's basically the entire thing is an arbitrary deprivation of people's liberty. But it's nice to see every now and then a little piece of potential freedom being upheld.
So wait, what did you say that was? The Pentateuch? Which is the, what is it?
He says it's the first five books of the Bible.
Which are represented by the corners of a star, right? Within a circle. Right? That's represented.
I think most Christians would represent it that way.
No? Oh, I don't
know. Probably not. You might be confusing that with a pentagram.
Oh, maybe.
Understandable.
There are five books in the Pentateuch.
Fortunately, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 7-1 ruling, ruled Colorado's law was unconstitutional. Writing for the majority, Ruth Bader Ginsburg held, quote, that the Exoneration Act's scheme does not comport with the 14th Amendment guarantee of due process. Nelson and Madden are entitled to be presumed innocent and should not be saddled with any proof burden to regain what is rightfully theirs.
Sure.
Ginsburg forcefully rejected Colorado's argument that the presumption of innocence applies only at criminal trials and not to civil claims. As under the Exoneration Act, Colorado may not presume a person adjudged guilty of no crime, nonetheless guilty enough for monetary exactions.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting point, right? Like the same burden doesn't exist in civil court as it does in criminal, but you took their money under the guise of a criminal court, so making them go through the civil process and proving their innocence is ridiculous.
And it's a lot harder to do that, right? To prove your innocence as opposed to that you're just not guilty.
When you stop beating your wife, you know? I mean, that's the thing. It's just not possible to prove yourself to be innocent. You need to prove that I'm guilty.
Armed with this ruling, the Nelson decision may set an important precedent to rein in another abusive civil procedure. And that, of course, is civil asset forfeiture.
Mm-hmm.
The parallels are striking. Though through civil forfeiture, law enforcement can confiscate and keep cash, cars, and real estate without securing a criminal conviction or filing charges against the owner. Now, it's worth noting that a number of states, including our very own New Hampshire, have abolished civil asset forfeiture or put serious restrictions onto it. So the tide has changed very heavily against the favor of civil asset forfeiture. Criminal asset forfeiture is still going pretty strong in most places, but there was actually an interesting bill that was heard this year. I don't know its status, and Daryl Perry just walked out the door, so he can't tell us because he's a walking compendium of these things. But the bill would have restricted criminal asset forfeiture below $100,000 to where they could not, I think the state would not be able to give anything to the federal government or something like that. There would have been a pretty good restriction placed on the feds and the state being able to work together to really deprive people of their assets criminally. But I don't know the status of that here. Anyway, perversely, under civil forfeiture, even those found not guilty in criminal court can still forfeit their property in civil court, since the latter has a lower standard of proof. And according to Institute for Justice, under civil forfeiture proceedings in over 30 states and on the federal level, the burden of proof is on the property owner, not the government. So when the police seize someone's property, the owner must prove they did not know or consent to their property being used for an alleged criminal activity. And that turns the presumption of innocence straight on its head. So it's hard when, the classic example of this is the elderly woman who's traveling from, her old home to a new home. She's packaged up her life savings, which she's never had in a bank account. Mm-hmm. She's always just had it in a box.
Remembers when banks failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's had, a few tens of thousands of dollars in a box, and she's just packaged that up with the rest of her belongings and gets pulled over on the way, and the police say, aha! Listen here, Myrtle.
Yeah, that's right.
You are a possible drug dealer.
Crack dealing grandma.
All right, we don't have any crack, but we're just going to go ahead and take this cash because just by virtue of the fact that you have cash suggests you must be up to something no good.
Don't deal drugs.
Well, now you're just going to have to hire an attorney and prove it to the civil court in a case which will be entitled United States Government versus $20,000 cash. That's really what happens.
I know.
That's how they do it.
Yeah. And so, although civil forfeiture...
That's assuming how much makes it to the case. I don't want to besmirch the honor of any police officers out there. But
you're suggesting they might take some of the cash?
I'm sure that no one would argue with me that at some point, some police officers have, helped themselves when the money was there.
How are you going to prove otherwise? Unless you have meticulous receipts proving that you had $20,000 instead of $15,000, which is what they end up putting on the forms.
If they confiscate $20,000 dollars from me, I had 50.
But you got to prove it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
the... although civil forfeiture sounds like a clear-cut violation of many constitutional rights, courts have repeatedly upheld civil forfeiture schemes. For instance, the 2014 Texas Supreme Court refused to hear a case involving a 2004 Chevrolet Silverado belonging to Zahir El Ali. Ali had previously sold the Chevy but still held title to it, and it was registered in his name. When the buyer was arrested for DWI and drug possession, police seized the truck and filed a civil forfeiture against it. Although Ali was not involved, in order to regain his Chevy, Ali would have to prove his innocence. Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up here. And the latest from Venezuela, plus, on the way, a Pepsi guy at a protest. Mark, you'll have to tell us about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
And data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may dial right here toll-free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about civil asset forfeiture and kind of an interesting case out of the Supreme Court. 7-1 decision where the Supremes decided that a Colorado law that would have required defendants who had their convictions overturned would have to prove themselves innocent in order to get back any money that they had paid to the state. So you get convicted wrongfully of some kind of crime.
Yep.
They say, all right, now you got to pay up. You pay up. And then later you get the conviction overturned because you were actually innocent the whole time. You say, hey, can I get my $2,000 back? And they say, nah, you got to go ahead and prove that you were innocent. Which is just, you know, crazy.
It doesn't sound like, I don't know, 1,000 years of jurisprudence.
Yeah. Right. So that's what they overturned at the Supreme Court. This story from today over at Forbes.com. We can tell you
there
more.
There was a dissenting opinion on this?
One person. Yeah.
Any idea? Who was that? Did we have done any?
I can probably look,
but was?
It's not mentioned in this particular story.
I would imagine if they dissented, it was probably for some kind of, law nerd reason, but just a guess.
Maybe. I don't know. They're just crazy.
Possibly
so exists.
We can talk more about that. Also, I do want to let you know about MyPillow. And you can try out MyPillow for 60 days where you get a money-back guarantee if you, for whatever reason, you don't like it. I think it's fantastic. Mark, you and I both have the MyPillow.
Yep.
And you get yours at half off by going to MyPillow.com and using code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 50% off, or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you get. But you get that 60-day money-back guarantee, or if you don't like it, you can ship it back to them, and they'll give you your purchase price back. If you keep it, however, as we have done, it's good to last you for 10 years because they've got a 10-year warranty, which, again, shows they really stand behind their product with both a 60-day money-back guarantee and the 10-year warranty. Plus, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, and it's washable. You can put it in your washer and dryer. Good luck finding any other pillows like that. It's an amazing product.
Nothing I've ever heard of.
MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So this story here from Forbes and the Institute for Justice gets a little deeper into the idea of civil asset forfeiture in general, which is still happening in something like 30 states and definitely at the federal level, where the police can just take your stuff because they believe that it was used in some sort of criminal activity, whether you were aware of it or not. And then you have to prove that it was innocent, that the stuff was innocent of the criminal activity that it was accused of being associated with.
That's how they do it.
And, of course, in order
to charge the stuff.
Right. And in order to prove that, well, you're going to have to hire an attorney, because good luck navigating the, you know, nebulous morass of the federal court system on your own. You know, if you don't have the experience, you're going to need someone who does. And in a lot of cases, people just determine that if they, let's say they had $10,000 taken from them, they just figure that, well, it's not
worth it.
You know, bye-bye $10,000, because you're going to spend that much on the attorney just trying to get it back. So, although civil forfeiture sounds like a clear-cut violation of constitutional rights, courts have repeatedly upheld those schemes. In 2014, they were telling us about the Chevy Silverado belonging to a man named Zahir El Ali, who had sold the Chevy, but he still held the title to it. The buyer of it was arrested for DWI drug possession. Police seized the truck and filed the civil asset forfeiture against it. Even though Ali was not involved, in order to regain the Chevy, Ali would have to have proven his innocence. Represented by the Institute for Justice, Ali made claims very similar to the arguments by the characters in the case that the Supreme Court just took on. By, quote, imposing an unconstitutional burden on innocent owners, Texas's civil forfeiture law violated his right to due process. In a strident dissent from not taking the case, Justice Don Willett highlighted the injustice inherent in the system, writing, quote, criminals in our legal system enjoy a presumption of innocence, requiring government to prove their guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. But property owners are actually treated worse. They're presumed guilty and required to prove their innocence, unquote. Fortunately, reform is on the march. Today, 12 states require criminal conviction for most or all forfeiture cases, while Utah has banned forfeiting property from the acquitted. For innocent owner claims, New Hampshire and Ohio have also shifted the burden of proof for proving knowledge or consent of the illegal activity onto the government. So yay for New Hampshire!
Well, yay for them all.
In Congress, the FAIR Act by Senator Rand Paul and the Due Process Act by Jim Sensenbrenner would both reform federal forfeiture laws so that property owners are innocent until proven guilty. And Justice Clarence Thomas, the lone dissenter, there you go, in this decision we were talking about, you guys were asking who it was, recently slammed civil forfeiture for its egregious and well-chronicled abuses.
If judges, he dissented for some weird reason.
Yeah, if judges can be engaged as the U.S. Supreme Court was in Nelson, civil forfeiture will not be long for this world, or as Justice Willett so eloquently put it, quote, our Constitution was written precisely to prevent carte blanche assertions of governmental power, to prevent police power from devolving into a police state.
It was, unquote. Yeah, that's correct.
But how long has civil forfeiture been around?
It doesn't seem like it's been around that long. Decades?
You don't think so? Yeah, well, I mean, decades. That's my lifetime.
Yeah, I got you.
You know? And it's taking that long for this thing to finally iron itself out.
It takes a long time to iron things out. Agreed, 100%. But
and how many people, how many millions and millions of dollars worth of assets have been forfeited to government agencies over those decades? Uncounted numbers.
Government is an inefficient organization.
And tyrannical and violent organization as well. And if they finally shift the burden of proof onto the state, so that they actually should prove that this thing or this cash or this, you know, whatever it is, was involved in some illegal activity, then you're going to see the cases of civil forfeiture go from, you know, 100 to zero.
Do you guys want to hear the dissenting opinion of this judge?
I would love that.
It.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very interesting.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
Justice Thomas dissenting. This is Thomas J.
Mm-hmm.
The majority in concurring opinions debate whether the procedural due process framework of Matthews v. Elridge, 424 U.S. 319, 1976, or that of Medina v. California, 505 U.S. 437, 1992,
we're already lost,
governs the question before us. Both opinions bypass the most important question in these cases, whether petitioners can show a substantive entitlement to a return of the money they paid pursuant to criminal convictions that were later reversed or vacated. The court assumes, without reference to either state or federal law, that the defendants whose convictions have been reversed have a substantive right to any money exacted on the basis of those convictions. By doing so, the court assumes away the real issue in these cases. As the parties have agreed, the existence of Colorado's obligation to provide particular procedures depends on whether the petitioners have a substantive entitlement to the money. Colorado concedes...
Yeah, the substantive entitlement was that it was there.
Yeah, there's more to this.
Well,
that's
we'll
kind of interesting. Yeah.
All right, more coming up here from Clarence Thomas, or J. Thomas, I guess.
J. Thomas.
J. must be his
first name. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Clarence J. Thomas, I think that's
okay,
right.
Okay, there you go. Toll-free number here, 855-453. We'll get the rest of that and your calls and thoughts. Maybe you support civil asset forfeiture. Well, you're welcome to call and share what you think. Our number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. Join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you may Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Jonathan.
And Mark.
As we expected, the opinion from Clarence Thomas in this case goes on pretty lengthily. You were actually reading it.
Yeah, I thought it was only a couple paragraphs, and then I saw that he was where a point where he
skips.
Yeah, quoted the... you know, the 14th Amendment. And
you were reading it during the break to us, and so I'm going to try my best. I mean, it's hard to really kind of, we're not legal people, so, you know, wrapping your mind around what these people say is kind of hard to do because they're always referencing cases, and they talk in, like, you know, as highfalutin terms as
possible. Let me read the very last paragraph because I think he sums it up.
Okay.
So
a lot of times they'll do that.
We'll see.
A lot of times they have a conclusion.
No one disputes that if petitioners had never been convicted, Colorado could not have required them to pay the money at issue. And no one disputes that Colorado cannot require petitioners to pay any additional costs, fees, or restitution now that their convictions have been invalidated. It does not follow, however, that petitioners have a property right in the money that they paid pursuant to the then-valid convictions, which now belongs to the state and the victims under Colorado law. The court today announces that petitioners have a right to an automatic refund because the state has no legal right to that money.
Yeah.
But intuitive and rhetorical appeal aside, it does not seriously attempt to ground that conclusion in state or federal law.
You don't have to.
Yeah. If petitioners' supposed right to an automatic refund arises under Colorado law, then the Colorado Supreme Court remains free on to remand to clarify whether that right in fact exists. If it arises under the substantive due process, then the court's procedural due process analysis misses the point. I respectfully dissent.
So what he's saying, hold on. What he's saying here, and for those who's just tuning in, we're talking about
you were guilty when you paid it.
Right. He's saying that in this case, where the Nelson case that the Supreme Court just heard, 7-1, he's the one dissenting opinion. He's saying that, okay, well, we found you guilty in good faith. You know, we thought you were guilty.
He's not saying we found you guilty. He's saying we thought you were guilty, so therefore this money went over to the state. So therefore it's the state's money.
Right.
And it can't be your money because it's the state's money.
Right. He's just
employing circular logic.
He's saying as soon as it becomes
tautology.
He's saying as soon as it becomes the state's money, you have no more claim to it.
Because it's the state's money.
Right.
This is the state's because it's the state.
There's basically no refunds, essentially.
When we take something from you, it's ours because it's ours.
That's essentially what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what he's doing.
Because we're the state, we can do what we want.
Right.
And he's dismissing...
We can do what we want because we're the state, we can do what we want.
That's right. That's logic.
Yeah.
And he's dismissing
people think
the other... and he's dismissing the other opinions of the other seven justices...
Because he's the best Supreme Court judge because he's the best Supreme Court judge.
Well, what he said was is that you can't base this in any aspect of law. He's saying that the other seven judges are doing this because it's the right thing to do.
We wouldn't
Because it says it anywhere in the law.
Whoa. Who here is just... Are we just running out here and doing the right thing? Where's the law for this? Whoa, you can't just run out and do the right thing.
Right. Well, we don't have any statutes that specifically say that when you pay money into the state that you still have some sort of claim on that money. If they screwed up and got the wrong guy, we need to have that codified.
I wonder if this is how he practices as a Supreme Court judge, if he says, well, I'm making the correct decision here because this isn't the law, because I'm making the correct decision here.
It's crazy.
He's a Supreme Court justice. I mean, it seems like that's how he practices law.
It sounds like the old saw, well, this is a legislative branch problem, not a judicial branch problem.
So pass the buck.
You need to go talk to your congressman and get a law passed so that, right? Like, how many times have we heard
pass a law so the right thing can be done?
Yeah.
Right? It's insane. Thanks for bringing that up to the table, Johnson. And it's a bit of good news that these folks are being ordered now, finally, after appealing, after however many damn years their case has been winding its way. I mean, this is over $2,000. It's not exactly a huge amount of money, but it's still an important case because it wipes out this bad law in Colorado.
Actually, I wonder if it could affect NG Weedman.
New Jersey Weed Man.
Yeah.
Regarding...
Didn't they take some stuff from him?
Of course they did. They took his van.
And they destroyed it.
And, yes, destroyed it.
That means they destroyed his property that he now is entitled to.
A very unique piece of property, mind you. The Weedmobile is what you're talking about. You know, custom paint job, customizations. There is never going to be another Weedmobile. It's not like they just took, you know, a Chevy whatever and threw that in the crusher. This is a special, one-of-a-kind thing that even if he gets $1 million out of the state, he's not going to be able to perfectly recreate it.
Well, the state owes him restitution, I would think.
They do, if they can if he gets overturned. He's still waiting to go to trial in his case.
So if this case, I mean, because this has happened and in the order that this may fall, if he's, his case is overturned, then he's owed restitution for what the property
point.
That they destroyed.
I hope that he can be successful and that the jury will nullify that.
Maybe they will stop destroying property that they now cannot give back to him.
It's a lot easier to quantify the value of $1,700 than it is to quantify the value of a weirdly painted van a bunch of bitcoins that were in a wallet that got confiscated by the government or whatever it might be. It just gets more complicated when you're talking about things that aren't dollars.
Yeah, you'd think that they would not want to destroy things like that now because, now, you know, if they just still had the van, they could go, here's your van back. But now they can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have to destroy that van.
They sure didn't.
They did it completely out of spite.
Absolutely. They wanted to get him, and they've been going after Weedman hardcore. We actually had him on the show a couple weeks ago. He called in from jail and gave us an update.
I think it was last week, actually.
I think it was like 2 weeks.
Was it?
Maybe it was last week. I don't know. But it was nice to hear from him. I hope that we'll hear from him again, because you know that's the best way to get your news out is to call the show, even if you're in a jail cell, is for us to pay attention to what's happening, is for you to be on the line with us and telling us about it.
We got a way to figure this out real quick. Mark, were you here last week?
I don't know.
Never mind. I don't have a way to figure this out. We're all getting old.
So you can dial toll-free. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Speaking of getting old, the Eagles, they are suing the Hotel California. For real.
It's just good. How old is this?
This is dated today.
Okay.
Story from Jonathan Stemple from Reuters. The Eagles have filed a lawsuit accusing the owners of a Mexico hotel from using the name, or they're using the name Hotel California, arguably the band's most famous song, without permission. In a complaint filed late Monday, the Eagles said owners of the 11-room Todos Santos Hotel in Baja California Sur actively encouraged guests to believe the hotel is associated with the band in order to sell T-shirts and other merchandise and make guests feel welcome. This allegedly included piping the song Hotel California and other Eagles songs through the hotel sound system, and selling T-shirts that refer to the hotel as legendary, resulting in apparent confusion among many guests who posted online reviews. The Eagles also noted that the defendant, Hotel California Baja LLC, has applied with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to register the Hotel California name.
Well, now that's a little rough, right? Like calling themselves, registering the name. Those people, those Eagles, when they come to California, they're not going to be able to sing their song about our hotel.
Welcome to the the California courtroom.
Defendants lead U.S. consumers to believe the Todos Santos Hotel is associated with the Eagles and, among other things, served as the inspiration for the lyrics in Hotel California, which is false, said the complaint. The lawsuit filed in Los Angeles federal court seeks a variety of damages and halt to any infringement. You know, it just, there's more to the story, but it's just always so disappointing when you see bands spending time doing things besides playing music.
Yeah.
It's like, just stick to what you do well. I mean, the fact that the Hotel California in Mexico is, you know, using the name Hotel California and selling some shirts, it's an 11-room hotel. This is not a big place.
Go get them, Eagles.
Like, really? This is what you're spending your time on? This is what, you know, is upsetting to you? That somebody's, you know, selling some T-shirts?
Your brand can be hurt by this. That's the end of your brand.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can dial in toll-free here, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How old is Don Henley at this point? Because, I mean, the Eagles have been
Wikipedia
around.
Wikipedia has that answer.
Yeah, I just haven't looked.
Okay.
I just figured, you know, you might have some idea.
Oh, like I would know how old Don Henley is.
Anyway, the Eagles, they are suing the Hotel California.
69
years old. Suing Hotel California, saying that the hotel, which is apparently based in Baja California Sur in Mexico, is actively encouraging guests to believe that the hotel is associated with the band so they can sell T-shirts and other merchandise and, imagine this, make their guests feel welcome.
I feel like it would be funny. We could answer questions like this, like when we have to know how old Don Henley is and just have, you know, listeners have this answer. We could just not even have the answer and have it be answered anyway. We could just be like, okay, Google, how old is Don Henley? Or Alexa, how old is Don Henley? Or
I'm sure they
hey,
know.
Siri, how old is Don Henley?
To have the people, if they have the Alexa,
yeah, if they have any of these devices,
the
it'll just give them the answer.
But it won't give us the answer,
right?
Because we don't have one of those things.
Well, not yeah, that's what I'm saying. We could give the answer without even having it, and our listeners are just, they'll get the answer.
I wonder what percentage of our listeners have those devices.
One of them? Probably a lot.
1%?
Do you think 1% of all, you know, from all three of those? I would presume that if somebody's sitting near the radio and has their phone near them, that a large percentage of our users
have the Google,
have an Android phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably true. So anyway.
Well, no, when people start emailing Johnson at freetalklive.com to start complaining about the fact that I just triggered their device.
But hold on. So all you have to do is say, okay, Google, and the phone will turn on? Wait a second. I'm looking at my phone. I just said that it's not
you
doing
have to have
like
it enabled or something.
Yeah, you might, maybe you don't have it enabled. I don't, it's normally
I
enabled, though,
that
by default. And I know the Siri version on a lot of the older iPhones requires power to be plugged into the device, but I don't think that that's true on the Google ones. But I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that I had that feature at one point, and I disabled it but I do the rooting of the phone, so I don't probably get that as like a default.
One that I won't do, is there's a joke, there's a comic XKCD that did a joke about, you know, when you walk into someone's house to find out if they have any listening devices, like the Amazon one, is to just go in their house and say the name of the device, which I'm not gonna say now because I don't want to trigger this, but you say that, you know, device. Order 5 pounds of, you know, such and such product, like, you know...
Marijuana.
Well, something that's going to exist. So, like, order 5 pounds of, you know, such and such, like a cereal or something like that, okay. Right? Confirm. Confirm order or whatever, right? And then you can just go into somebody's house and place an order for something, you know, and it's, yeah. I think they actually use an example more like 2,000 pounds or something, but anyway.
So
I'd still be upset if there's a five pounds of Fruit Loops show up at my door.
There's a lawsuit filed in federal court in Los Angeles yesterday. This is fresh news about the Eagles seeking a variety of damages and a halt to any infringement. They're claiming that the hotel did not serve as the inspiration for the lyrics in Hotel California. Now, neither the hotel nor the attorney who filed its trademark application immediately responded on Tuesday, that's today, for a request for comment. The Todos Santos Hotel was named Hotel California when it opened in 1950, which would mean that it was named that before the song was published, but went through a series of name changes before a Canadian couple, John and Debbie Stewart, bought it in 2001, and according to the Eagles, began using the original name in marketing. Its website is HotelCaliforniaBaja.com, and if they weren't sold out on their rooms yet, they probably are getting a whole lot of publicity out of this lawsuit. Hotel California, of course, is the title track from the 1976 Eagles album of the same name, and won the 1977 Grammy Award for Record of the Year. So that song is 41 years old at this point. It's known for its long guitar outro featuring Don Fielder and Joe Walsh and complex lyrics sung by Don Henley.
Okay.
In an interview with CBS News last year, Henley said the song is about, quote, a journey from innocence to experience. It's not really about California. It's about America.
They've got Adobe Flash Player on their website. That'll give you a journey from innocence to experience these days.
You're talking about how Flash is a dangerous app to have on that it's got lots of security bugs in it.
Yeah.
Websites should not be using Flash anymore.
This looks like a website that would use Flash.
The Hotel California. Wait, you're talking about the Hotel California or the Eagles website?
I don't know anything about the Eagles website.
Okay, you're on the Hotel California site.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
HotelCaliforniaBaja.com.
So, you know, what do you think about this this case?
I think the hotel room has the hotel has 11 rooms.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, this is even more petty than Metallica going after its Napster downloaders back in the day. But it's like the same category of stupid.
I remember living in Orlando. There was a story about a preschool that had, like, Mickey Mouse drawn on the wall.
Oh, no. And Disney came after them?
And Disney, seriously, Disney is rapacious when it comes to intellectual property.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Disney came right after them and said, uh-uh, you can't have the mouse on your wall. That's the money mouse. And, you know, that was...
And made children cry.
So what happened was, Hanna-Barbera saw the news...
Yeah.
Came in, and they put Huckleberry Hound and the big McGilla Gorilla,
awesome.
And I can't remember all of them.
Like,
Woody Woodpecker.
With their real artists rather than just somebody who drew a crappy Mickey
right,
Mouse, right?
Right. They saw the opportunity there.
Yeah, that's
the PR
so cool.
Opportunity busted wide open for them.
Oh, man.
This is what Disney could have done. Disney could have said, all right, you two artists, you spend the next 2 days at the preschool down the road.
Yeah.
You
know, right.
You could stay at home, just go down the road.
Yeah, where did Hanna-Barbera come from? California?
Someplace. I have no idea where, but,
yeah.
You know, it would have been cheap for them to do. Draw them a great Mickey Mouse picture, take some pictures, and we're going to call the local news, and we're going to make a big deal about
this.
We're going to show how Disney loves kids, right? Now, what do they show? Disney
attorneys.
Loves intellectual property. Disney loves making attorneys rich.
That's a crazy story,
so
man.
So Hanna-Barbera cashed in. Now, my question would be, who wrote another song about a hotel was going to come in and say, yeah, that hotel, I'm for it, you know, here it is, I'm going to, you know, give them the credit, whatever it is. Who knows? But the Eagles could have made this into something for themselves. I don't know.
Well, they could have just left it alone.
Stay for free down in Baja California Sur and enjoy yourself for a little while. Now, maybe they have to have bodyguards. I have no idea what it must be like to be a big, important, old rock star. I can tell you they roll around Sarasota all the time without bodyguards, but whatever. Not the Eagles, but old rock stars.
Too. Yeah. Talking about Brian Johnson from AC/DC.
Well, they're down there, and yeah. There's more than one.
Yeah.
Stephen King's going around buying cars and stuff. I mean, Everybody's got a story. It's not like they've got, you know,
Jerry Springer muscle
that's, doing anything to them or anything like that. So, you know, go down to Hotel California, bah, sort of enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I mean, get creative. This old idea of we got to hold our intellectual property close to the chest. We have to protect it for every dear, you know, potential infringement. We can't allow anyone whatsoever to have any fun, you know, with our idea, as though they were the ones who came up with it. And they weren't. The hotel was named Hotel California in the past.
Yep.
And so because it wasn't named that in the 1970s means that now the Eagles have the right to the term Hotel California for all time immemorial? It's just insane. I mean, who could possibly side with the Eagles on this one? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
The Eagles have a pretty good case. I wouldn't argue that. It's just that, is it going to be worth the time and the money and all the PR that goes into it, making them look bad? We're not saying good things about the Eagles. They're one of my favorite all-time bands. Mm. They're an excellent band. And we're not saying nice things about them on the air right
That's
now.
That's true.
So, you know, how many sales is this going to stop? I don't know, but It may stop enough that whatever pittance you get out of the Hotel Baja California Sur, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah. We're going to put that hotel out of business.
Why would you want to, these poor Canadians?
Well, actually, I mean, you make the point there, why would you want to? And perhaps the reason why they want to is because it's not about money and it's about, modification. They feel it's a modification of their art.
I don't get
because
it.
They say that the song is not about an actual hotel. It's not about, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So they feel that the art is being destroyed because they're like, the song now, people are going to think it's about an hotel. Actual hotel.
It was about so much more than that, man. We took acid and we wrote the lyrics to this song. Because it's a messed up song, right? Like, right. If you actually listen to it, it's like, what
not
is this about?
Deserted highway.
Let's go to Patrick. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I think that's sort of funny that they do something stupid like that.
It is stupid. I know you're calling about something else. If you want to hang on, we're going to bring you back here coming up in hour number two.
Oh,
so stand
yeah.
by, Patrick. Stand by. Yeah, it's petty. It's really petty. Toll-free number here, 855-453.
Not Tom Petty.
Or Joe Perry. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, hour two. Coming up next.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.